You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Dominique. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes and no. I have a couple questions about some about my roadside assistance.
Okay.
So I know the insurance isn't going to cover it because I didn't have the insurance at lab yesterday when I got in the wreck. But I need to know, since it's covered now with roadside, would it still be able to be towed?
Well, let's see if it'll come up. What's your first and last name?
Roxanne Pyle. Roxanne Pyle.
Cyle. Okay. And me?
Yeah, P as in Peter.
Okay. Okay, may I have a good callback?
David. It's 541-418-7922.
Okay. And would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service today?
Yeah, if it'll get covered, I need it to go from wherever it's at to, the thing is I'm not with the car. That's the problem. I can't get to the car.
Okay, and are those keys with the vehicle or no?
No, that's okay. The other problem.
Okay, and what's the year, make, and model of that vehicle?
It's a 2019 Kia, the Soul.
And what's that model again? I'm sorry. Soul?
Kia Soul.
Okay. And what's the color?
Silver.
Okay, so they would be able to tow that vehicle without that, but it would take some special equipment, which could be a little bit tricky to find sometimes.
Okay, is there a price range that I'm going to end up having to pay? Will any of this be out of pocket?
How many miles are you trying to go? Do you know?
The car, my ticket says it's at. Where the ticket says it is near milepost 24.5, and I need it to go to Lake Shore RV Park, and I think it's like 2.7 miles down the road.
Okay, let's see.
It's not very far from my house. Like, I was literally almost home, and I had just got done. I've got kidney failure, and I just got done with treatment, and I was on my way home, and I fell asleep. And I crossed over, and I hit a rock and the wall and popped the front two tires and everything.
Okay. And do you know if that vehicle will still shift into the other gear, such as neutral and drive?
Oh, yes, it will, because I backed it up off the road.
Okay. And is that vehicle all-wheel drive or just two-wheel drive?
Honey, is it all-wheel or two-wheel? Front wheel.
Okay. And you said you won't be with that vehicle, correct?
No, because I don't have a way to get there. I can't. There's no way I could walk that far to get there.
Okay.
I mean, I'd pay you. I'll give you the tow truck driver that's your $20 to come get me.
Okay. And so I want to let you know that since it would be unattended, that you have to agree to a liability waiver, basically stating that if anything happens to the vehicle before the provider gets there, we are not responsible.
Well, I'm not sure much else can happen to that vehicle by the time you get there, besides it being gone, so.
Okay. And was that that milepost, what highway or freeway was that?
US 26 near outside of Prineville, milepost 24.5.
Okay.
And I know the insurance isn't going to cover the accident part because it was lapsed when I had it because I didn't have the money to pay it because shit's just shit right now.
Okay. And it looks like your policy does cover up to a 15-mile tow.
Okay, cool. So then, yeah, let's if we can do that and go ahead and get it here, that would be fantastic.
Okay, and is that city, is that Lyons, Oregon, that it's in?
No. Prineville. It's outside of Prineville.
Okay. Could you spell that for me?
P-R-I-N-E-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, Highway US, speak. Highway 26. I was going eastbound.
Let me see. I'm seeing a, would it happen to be Highway 226?
Let me see if I can.
Because I'm seeing a milepost 24.5 on the 226.
No, I don't think it's 226 because.
Let me see
if I can pull up my map here. Okay. See if I can give you a closer intersection or maybe a better address, an address of where it's at.
Okay.
I hope I don't beep when it, hope it doesn't beep or anything. It's on my phone.
US 26.
Google Maps will be easy to do my computer. Okay.
Okay, I do see that 26 now. And were you near any businesses or was it just forestry?
I hadn't even gotten past. There's a house right across the street from it.
Let's see.
Trying to find it. This is not helping me here. That's not what I want. You sound like there it is. Okay, this is what I want. That's coming out of it. We're almost home. I think it's this house. I mean, it's on U.S. Highway 26, you going eastbound.
Okay.
It's right there on the left-hand side, you can't exactly miss it.
You said going east?
Eastbound.
Okay. At milepost 24.5.
Yes.
Is
Okay, and what's the address you want that vehicle to be dropped off to?
It'll be my address. It's the 12333
Okay.
Northeast Ochoco Highway, space number 6.
Okay.
We're gonna hopefully. I was so tired. I fell asleep. But we're hoping that it's still. I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning driving. Just I did driving and then treatments for for 5 hours and then drove home. And I probably shouldn't have drove home. I was tired.
Okay.
But I hopefully it's not too bad and I can still drive it. Hopefully I just pop the front tires by hitting the rocks.
Yeah. Okay. And did that cause you to have any flat tires?
Yes.
Okay. And which tires?
Both front ones. And it's just the front ones.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Pyle, I do have you mapped and located. Now I'm just going to reach out to secure you a provider. And since you did opt into that text feature, you will be receiving a text message shortly with your provider's estimated time of arrival as well as their contact information.
You are amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else that I could do to assist you today?
No, how do I give you a 5-star rating though?
You know, I'm not
Yeah.
100% sure.
Well, okay, well, you deserve one after all of that. After that, you deserve one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate all your help. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.